Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Hey, did you know that one decision can shape the entire direction of your life? Yeah, it can. And today, Pastor Rick Warren is going to continue with the story of Mary, this young woman who humbly and courageously said yes to God's call, becoming the mother of Jesus. So let's dive right in for the rest of this message. Here's Rick with Will I Accept God's Destiny for Me?
Whatever worries you, God's concerned about. Whatever makes you afraid, God's concerned about. Whatever gets you uptight, God is concerned about. There is nothing in your life that you're concerned about that God isn't concerned about, because you are always on His mind. That's the second reason why you ought to go with His plan, not your plan, for your life. First, He made you for His plan. And second, He's always thinking about you. Whatever concerns me concerns God. You know, if you ever watch the Fox News Channel, there's that show on there, the O'Reilly Report or the O'Reilly Factor. And at the end, Bill O'Reilly has this sign off and he says, "The spin stops here." And then he has a final tagline. You remember what it is? He says, "Because we're looking out for you." I don't believe Bill O'Reilly's looking out for me. I don't believe that for a minute. He doesn't even know who I am. He's not looking out for me. Bill O'Reilly's looking out for himself. I don't believe that. We're always looking out for you. He's not always looking out for me. But God is. God is always looking out for you. Mary accepted God's destiny because she knew God was always looking out for her. It was going to be tough. It wasn't going to be easy. God's destiny for your life will have problems. God's destiny for your life will have criticism. God's destiny for your life will have things that are really tough to do. But He's looking out for you, and you're always on His mind. Mary says this in Luke 1:48, "For He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant." Circle that word, mindful. This is the second reason she says, "I can trust God because He's a mindful of the humble state of His servant." That's me, Mary says. He said, what does mindful mean? It means He's alert, He's attentive, He's aware, He's focused, He's paying attention. When nobody else is paying attention to you, God's paying attention to you. He notices everything. In fact, Jesus said this about your life. Look here on the screen, Matthew 10. "Not even a little sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father noticing it. The very hairs on your head are numbered." You don't even know how many hairs on the head you've got. But God says, "I know." That's how much detail I pay attention to in your life. I know how many hairs are on your head. God knows how many hairs are in your ear. And knows. He knows it all. There's nothing God doesn't know about your life. And Mary says, "I can trust God with my destiny. I'm willing to go with His plan because first, He made me for it. And second, He's paying attention to everything in my life." Number three, Mary says in her song, the Magnificat, that accepting God's destiny for my life is best because it is the key to blessing. God isn't going to bless your plan. If you ignore God's plan for your life and you go out with your plan, well, good luck, because you're on your own. God owes you nothing. If you just say, "Forget God, I'm going to go with my plan for my life," God owes you nothing. God only blesses when we do what we were created to do. Following God's destiny is the way I get God's blessing on my life. And Mary knew this. She knew that faith and obedience to God were the key to His blessings. She knew that that's what God would do in her life. Look at this verse, Luke 1:48. She says this, from now on, she says, "Every generation will call me blessed, for He, the Mighty One, is holy. And He's done great things for me. He chose me. And God will show His mercy Notice she says, not only will God bless me, she said, God will show his mercy to every generation who will worship and serve him. She says, God doesn't just bless me. He'll bless anybody who worships and serves him, who follows God's plan for their lives. Now, what's Mary saying here? She's going, if I accept God's destiny for my life, I'm going to be the most blessed woman on the planet. What God is going to do through me and through my teenage body will never be forgotten. Now you think, well, maybe that's true of Mary, but that's certainly not true of me. You're dead wrong. You're dead wrong. Everything you do, will be remembered for eternity. It's not going to be remembered on earth, but everything you do will be remembered for eternity. It's not just Mary's destiny. She said, whatever I do, it's going to be remembered forever and ever and ever. And everything you do is going to be remembered by God forever and ever and ever. That's why you better make your life count. You better not waste it. You better go with God's destiny for your life. Now, here's the question. Could Mary have said no to God's destiny for her? Yes. God doesn't ever force his plan on us. He gives us the choice because he wants us to follow him because we love him, not because we're forced to love him. If God had wanted to, he could have given you no free will, and you had to do what he wanted you to do. He could have made you a puppet, a marionette on strings, and you would have no choice. But God says, it's only love if you choose to love. So you can choose not to love God. You can choose to not follow his destiny for your life. And the fact is, most of the people in the world miss their destiny. Billions of people miss the destiny God created them for because they choose to go after their own plan instead of God's plan for their life. Could Mary missed it? Yes. Could you? Yes. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 on the screen. God says this, this day I have set before you life or death, blessings or curses. Now, choose life. He said, it's your choice. It's your decision. I'm not going to force it on you. I'm going to let you choose. Choose life, so that you and your children may live. Your choices not only affect your life, they affect the next generation. They affect the next generation. Number four. Mary says, accepting God's destiny for my life is best. It's better than any plan I can come up with because God honors humility. And it takes humility to say, God, I'm going to go with your plan, not my plan. It takes humility to say, God, I'm going to go your way, not my way. That takes humility. Pride, arrogance says, forget you, God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I got my plans, my dreams, my ambitions. God says, the Bible says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. The Bible says, before honor is humility. The Bible says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. I want God to honor you in the next 10 years. I want him to honor your business. I want him to honor your family. I want him to honor your life. The Bible says, before honor is humility. I want God to lift you up. I want him to lift up your finances. I want him to lift up your health. The Bible says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. It starts with humility. And Mary talks about this in the next couple of verses, verses 50 to 53. Now, he has displayed his power, God, with many mighty deeds, but he has scattered the people who are proud and think they're the great ones. You know, in other words, I don't need God. He has brought down mighty rulers from their thrones, but he's raised up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he sent the rich away with nothing. Those people think, well, I don't need anything. I don't need God. Notice this is the great reversal. This is an amazing piece of poetry. I wish you could hear it in the original language. You know, I was watching, I'm watching this special on Taylor Swift. She's a pretty amazing songwriter. She wrote her first song at age 10. And by age 14, Taylor Swift was hired by Sony to write songs. How'd you like to be a 14-year-old being paid by Sony Corporation to write songs? That's talent. But I want to tell you, the greatest teenage songwriter who ever lived was Mary. Mary's 13 or 14, she's writing this poetry, and it's quite a song. In these 10 verses, she mentions 17 different attributes of God, and she strings together 10 different verses from the Old Testament from memory. Could you do that at 13? You couldn't do it now. You couldn't do it now. And this is why God chooses Mary. Mary knew the Word. She wasn't educated. You're far better educated than Mary ever was, but she knew the Word. And if you want God's blessing, you need to know God's Word. You need to study it and memorize it, meditate on it, and get to know it. If you want God's blessing, you need to know the Word. Finally, number five, accepting God's destiny for my life is best because God keeps His promises. This is the fifth thing Mary sings about. God keeps His promises. It's a big theme of Mary's song that God is faithful. God can be counted on. God is good. And if he makes you a promise, you can count on it. It's going to happen. It may take a while, but it's going to happen. In Luke 1, 54 and 55, "And He," God, "has kept the promise He has made to our ancestors." What is that promise? That God would send a Savior, a Messiah. "And He has come to the help of His servant Israel. And He has remembered." God doesn't forget a promise He makes. I forget promises I make. God remembers. "He has remembered to show mercy to Abraham and all his descendants forever." Now, what in the world is she talking about? 2,000 years before Mary, Abraham lived. Now, it was 2,000 years ago Mary lived. So 4,000 years ago from today, Abraham lived. And 4,000 years ago, God makes a promise to Abraham. "I'm going to bless your family because through your line one day, I'm going to send the Savior of the world. Through your family line, I'm going to send the promised Messiah who will save everybody from their sins." That was a promise made by God 4,000 years ago to Abraham. And Mary knew the story had been promised thousands of years ago. And she's saying, "He keeps His promise. He keeps His promise." In fact, Mary's story began hundreds and hundreds of years before Mary was even born. Look at this verse. In Isaiah chapter 7, this is thousands of years ago for us. God tells Isaiah a prophecy. "Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive." He predicted this. This is thousands of years ago. "And bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." The destiny of Mary's life began thousands of years before Mary was even born. And the same is true of you. God planned your destiny before He created the world. The Bible says that very clearly. Your destiny was planned not the moment you took your first breath. Your destiny was planned thousands of years before you were even before. But the Bible says before he formed the earth, God had us in His mind. And He still gives you the choice to accept it or to miss what He planned before you were even born. Mary's destiny was planned. She accepted it. And the truth is, the Savior did come to earth. And God did keep His promise. And Jesus did come at Christmas. And then He died on the cross for us. Now, it's interesting that in the Scriptures, not one time in the Bible are we told to celebrate Jesus' birth. Not once. Never in the Bible are we told to celebrate Jesus' birth. But we are told over and over and over to celebrate His death and His resurrection. Because if Jesus hadn't died on the cross and been resurrected again, Christmas wouldn't even matter. Would you bow your heads with me as we pray together? And I want to pray a prayer of surrender, and I'm going to invite you to pray this. Will you accept God's destiny for your life, just as Mary did? The one that was planned for your life before you were even born. Or are you going to continue to go with your plan? Would you pray this? Father, today I surrender humbly to your plan for my life. I surrender humbly to your plan for my life. I realize that you made me for your purpose. I realize that no one cares more about my life than you do. I know that going with your plan and for my life is the key to blessing. So I humble myself before you, knowing that you honor humility. Thank you that you keep your promises. I want to fulfill my destiny. Today, I make a faith commitment to you, just like Mary did. When I don't understand it, and I don't understand all that's going to be involved in it, but I'm saying yes to you, Jesus, in advance. Jesus Christ, I trust you with my life, and I ask you to save me and change me and help me to follow your plan from this day forward. In your name I pray. Amen.
If you just prayed to receive Jesus, congratulations. We would love to send you some free materials to help you along on your spiritual journey. Just email rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Hey, have you ever wished that you could hear from God? I mean, really hear His voice when you're facing a big decision, struggling with pain, or just feeling lost? Well, here's the amazing truth. The Creator of the universe wants to be your friend. And that's not just in theory, but in a real daily relationship. And how does that friendship grow? Through conversation. The good news is God is already speaking. The question is, are you tuned in? In this powerful new Bible study from Pastor Rick's Hearing the Voice of God series, you'll discover how to recognize when God's speaking, how to hear Him with greater clarity, and how to turn your prayers from a monologue into a life-changing dialogue. This four-week study is full of practical teaching, guided prayers, thought-provoking questions, and simple tools to help you connect with God in a deeper, more personal way. Plus, it's perfect for individual or small group study. So don't miss out on what God wants to say to you. Request your copy of Hearing the Voice of God today. It's our gift to you when you support Daily Hope and help share the gospel with people all around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can just text the word HOPE to 70309. And again, that's the word HOPE to 70309. Please join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.